huevo.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was brand new from Kid Congo and Monkey Birds. Kid Congo, man, Kid Congo powers. Dude's been with everybody. He was with the Gun Club for a while. He was at the Cramps for a while. He played with Nick Cave for a while. Yeah, man. Kid Congo powers. Beast the Priest from his new album, That Delicious Vice. Before that, we heard, what do we hear? We heard, King of the Bayou. Joe Shindrama re-release. Think of his first solo record called Earthquake Weather. Nice tune, but boy, the production quality is not good. The way they mix the drums and the bass, and I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me. But the song is so kind of, he was always a victim of bad mixing on some things. A lot of like the last Clash record, Got the Crap, one of the worst produced records. Some good tunes, but just really badly mixed and produced. Same with Earthquake Weather. Some nice tunes, but it just an amateurish mix, man. The drums are right in there. There's nothing to it. It just kind of sounds like it's not finished. But it's nice. I like it, so no complaints. He can't fix it anyhow. He's dead. Stone dead. Before that, we heard the Galaxy Trio doing Surfside. And there was a box set released this last year called Love Street. And sure, yeah, it was like all the 70s stuff, but it was just so nice to revisit it. Of the album, the box set titled after Love Street, the Doors tune. So you could say it's all that San Francisco, Los Angeles, I think more Los Angeles stuff. But just that loving stuff. When love was in the air and flowers in the hair. Yes, mon frere. We got the Good Humor Man. Sees everything this way. By love. And, yeah, we're going to play that like in 4 seconds. All right, two. Pretty song. Arthur Lee in Love.
Hummingbirds hum. What do they hum? Little girls wearing pigtails in the morning. Merry-go-rounds are going round, spinning all over the town in the morning. Now in the morning, la da 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 da. Summertime's here, and look, oh, there are flowers everywhere in the morning. In the morning, la da 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 da.
Driving girl pop there. A Screaming Dreaming. That's a brand new from Binny, B-N-N-Y. And that's the new album, 1 Million Love Songs. Nice tune. Before that, we heard from Cambodia, Malfino with Sleep 3. Before that, from Japan, the King Brothers doing Sonics. And we started off with from France, Air with Kelly Watch the Skies. So, yeah, some new stuff, some new old stuff, but pretty much mostly new. The Air was just something that I just stumbled across of. The whole original hits. It's nice. If you like, Air is a mixed bag. I mean, sometimes I can put you to sleep stuff, the band Air. But the greatest hits, the original hits, is really nice. That's a nice thing to find. So some things just keep coming back, man. The Jesus and Mary Chain have a new record out called Glasgow Smiles, or Glasgow Eyes, and it's really good. I mean, it's fascinating what the human being can do, like have all this great stuff, disappear for a while, then come back and still do something interesting. That's very nice. that's a nice thing to know that, because some people have one-hit wonders that they do one thing and then they just disappear and then you just kind of play that same old thing over. Okay, well, play Psycho Candy again. Okay, play Kansas. All right, then play that. That's it for that band. But to actually come out with some new stuff that's just as good, is pretty astounding. So good on them. Came out with a new album this year, and it's really tasty. So what I'm doing is I'm playing. If you know what I'm doing. If you don't know what I'm doing, and you just join now, forget you. Tuning in with a half hour to go. You come lately, you. So yeah, just recapping all the good stuff I got in 2024. And the neat thing is I just got into the second quarter of the year just now. So I have got like, how much time do I have left on this? Let me see here. Oh my gosh, almost 3 hours of music from the second quarter of 2024. So we're going to make it. This will be great. I really want to power us through all the way to the spring, like the beginning of March. I think it can happen. The beginning of March, because that's the next milestone. That's the next milestone we have to hit. We got the winter solstice. The days are getting longer. We picked up 8 seconds more of sunlight today, so I'm always the optimist. But for whatever, I'll just take whatever I can get. Take whatever you can get. All right, here's something brand new from the Jesus and Mary Chain, Silver Strings, Zombo in Your Brain.
Yeah.
That's that right there. Are we done clapping? I don't want to stop on his applause. That was Robin Hitchcock. Actually, this last year, 2024, Robin Hitchcock did a whole concert celebrating Syd Barrett's birthday, all live, and released it. It was very fun to listen to. There's some stories and some other stuff, but I wanted to play those two in particular, Octopus Rider and Astronomy Domine, or Astronomy Domini. They never really figured that out. Mm-hmm. I got the astronomy part right. But yeah, so he did a celebration of Syd Barrett's birthday live, and a very respectable job, if I just did say, and I did. Before that, we heard from the new album from Cloud Nothings, On the Chain, from their album Final Summer that came out this year, and the new Jesus and Mary Chain, Glasgow Eyes. There's some really great songs on that record, but I can't play most of them because they have F-bombs in them. That damn Jesus and Mary Chain, always cursing, always using them cuss words. Damn doggone cuss words. All right, what do I tell you here? I'll tell you something different. How about, what's this thing here? Is this new? Is this new or old? What is this? Oh, this is about heroes. Boy, did that word get ruined. Heroes, these are ruined words. Heroes and freedom, they got rid of those. And what's the other one? Heroes, freedom. And Warriors got ruined, too. Warriors got ruined. They can't come out and play anymore. What other? Just so many words got ruined, you know. But anyhow, if you're fortunate enough to have the person to care for you, you can care for somebody, and AARP is there to help you. That's right, the MARP synthesizers. So get yourself a synthesizer for somebody old and join the AARP. Fine, you guys have no idea what that means, do you? Let me explain. The ARP synthesizer, ARP synthesizer, one of the first synthesizers, actually, I believe the Pink Floyd used the Pink Floyd. Before they were Pink Floyd, they were the Pink Floyd. They used ARP synthesizers. That's all they had back then. This was like the ran alongside of the Moog synthesizer or the Moog synthesizer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the Domini Numina synthesizers. Yeah, you don't know how to pronounce Domini or Domine. But needless to say, AARP was a synthesizer that was all, and it was like the size of this room. It was a huge synthesizer, the ARP synthesizer. So there. I used that in with AARP, which is the, what is the AARP? That's the American Association of Retired People. There you go. And I know those retired people probably know what an ARP synthesizer is, because that's all they had back then. That's right. Didn't have these fancy gizmos and gadgets like we have now. No siree, Bob. Speaking of ARP synthesizers, you know that Rick Wakeman is touring again. He's going to be coming around. He's a funny guy. He is a very funny fellow, you know. But needless to say, he's coming around. I'm not going to see him. You know, he's just going to noodle. He's going to noodle on his synthesizers. And right now, these synthesizers are so, I can't even imagine how they're going to get any better. But they probably thought that about the ARP synthesizer. It was like, oh, man, we can't imagine. This is music from the future. Dude, that thing is so archaic. Pile that next. Boy, some things took a real bad turn, you know. Like VHS tapes. Where are all the VHS tapes now? There were literally billions of VHS tapes. You imagine the amount of VHS and beta tapes that were out there. Wow, did that die horribly. See, these really are putting along. So this is weird. There's cassettes. This is crazy. So I was doing Steel City Con, and this guy comes, well, I want to record some of the panels for People Magazine. This old dude, was People Magazine still around anymore? Shows up with a cassette player. I'm like, okay, there's something real wrong here. Number one, where'd you, like a time traveler. Got this cassette player, and I'll bring this back as a, artifact of the future. Swear to God, you'd be surprised if somebody shows up with like an Instamatic camera or one of those little, even digital cameras died a horrible death when cell phones came out. Where does this stuff go? Wow, that's frightening. Or the giant TVs. The giant TVs. That was not long ago. The TVs that literally weighed 100 pounds. You know, it was a piece of furniture. It was a piece of furniture. You know, the best thing to do with that is please don't throw it in a landfill. Throw the insides out. Okay, take the insides out and hide them somewhere. And use it as a cat box. You know, and you can watch your kitty cat. It's really funny just to kind of watch it. What's on TV? Oh, the cat's pooping again. That's my favorite show. Listen to Zombo in your brain. Ah, and what recap of 2024? The second quarter would be without a mashup. And we have a little mashup here. It's a Steve Miller Band mixed up with Wes Nelson. Abracadabra times two. Zombo in your brain, RCT.
I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
shadow, high as a kite.
A cheery bunch of lads from Germany. Einstein's in the Neubauten. I can pronounce that correctly, which means collapsing new buildings. Einstein's in the Neubauten. And that's Ist Ist from the new album called Ist Ist. I think Shemp used to make that sound. Ist Ist. Or Joey Brown. Ooh, ooh. No, he did ooh, ooh, not Ist Ist. I think it was more of a Shemp thing. Before that, I Monster. I know it's 20 years later, man. That album, Never Odd Nor Even, came out in 2005. And I just got a nice fresh copy of it. And that has Everyone's a Loser on it. Man, I Monster from Britain. Got some toe-tapping dudes. And so, yeah, these guys are getting a little carried away here. So, needless to say, recapping the music of 2024, I will be back next year. That is correct. I always like that joke. I'll be back next Friday, which will be next year. That's crazy when you think about it. But not crazy. 2024 was a pretty awesome year, I think. I like every year. They're all a bunch of good. All a bunch of good. Except for 1999. Man, did 1999 stink. But other than that, they're all dandy years. But yeah. So I have one bad year. Okay, one bad year. All right, I got a couple more to go. And let's see if DJ Al shows up. Here's something brand new from the Fat White Family. Polygamy is only for the chief.
Disappointing. You said no.
From the new Fat White Family record. Polygamy is only for the chief. That's Forgiveness is Yours. And we got time for one more from DJ L. Comes in, takes you to the land of twilight. And this is from Lincoln's Kennedy Center, Betty LeVette doing live a Tom Waits tune. Yesterday is here. I will remain in your brain. The WRCT Pittsburgh.
Or small, your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local